We live in upstate New York. If we get in our car and drive south for about 2 hours, we can find ourselves in downtown Manhattan. But where we live, sitting out in our backyard looking out over hillsides and dairy farms and apple orchards, it feels like another world from New York City. And it is. There's a perspective, a point of view, a way of looking at the world when you live in upstate New York. It's something that's hard to put your finger on. But you can feel it, you can hear it, if you keep your ears out there on the world. Let's say you're standing in line at the post office or at the bank. Granted, the lines where we live are a lot shorter than the lines you'd find in New York City, but sometimes you'll find yourself standing in line. Now, it might be one of those perfect June days where the temperature is 71 degrees, you can't even feel it on your bare arm, and the sun is a hazy yellow watercolor in that June sky. And you might be standing in line at the bank or the post office, and you might say to everybody in line, "Nice day." You can hear that upstate New York point of view when somebody turns to you and says, "Well, it won't last long, and it's about time, and wouldn't you know, it comes on the same day that we have to pay the taxes, and it was this day last year that I broke my ankle, that was giving me heck last night, and wouldn't you like to see the scar from my appendectomy, and we're off on a nice afternoon's conversation." So when we tried to find a story that we thought could capture perfectly the upstate New York point of view, it took us a while to find one. But then we found a story from way up north of the Adirondacks, almost up near the border of Canada. And we think of this story as the upstate New York answer to the fairy tale.
This is a story about a farmer's daughter. Now, she and her father, like farmers the whole world over, worked hard.